On the convention floor yesterday, just after party leaders managed to squash an effort by anti-Trump delegates to disrupt the convention, they moved on to the business of passing the new Republican platform.
Is there a second?
Second!
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye!
Opposed? Nay. The ayes have it.
By acclamation, delegates adopted a platform that embraces some of Donald Trump's pet causes, like building a wall along the Mexican border. It also moves hard to the right on a number of social issues that Trump says little about. For example, it calls for overturning marriage equality, condemning same-sex parenting, and restricting transgender rights. In Cleveland this week, it's hard to find delegates who approve of the entire document, but many are comfortable with a lot of it.
Very much so. For example, I was very glad that part of the party platform was the endorsement of the wall with Mexico, the border security wall.
Tom Mountain is an alternate Trump delegate and the chairman of the local Republican Party of Newton. He doesn't like the part of the platform that would restrict LGBT rights, and he says it doesn't reflect Donald Trump's campaign.
What the platform says pertaining to all the gay Republicans and what Mr. Trump believes is two totally different things. Mr. Trump has always been for gay rights.
What's striking about the new platform is how it seems to ignore the so-called Republican autopsy following the 2012 election. Among other things, the autopsy recommended opening the party up to make it more inclusive. Keiko Orrell is a Massachusetts state rep, a Trump supporter, and an incoming RNC committee woman.
That's the type of Republican Party that I want to be a part of, a party that's including people, all kinds and all colors of people, because I want to grow and unify our party and help us get to a place where our message is getting out to all kinds of people.
Orrell says this platform, with its tough line on LGBT rights, risks taking the GOP in the opposite direction. Governor Mary Fallon of Oklahoma is co-chair of the platform committee. She told CNN that denying LGBT rights means not giving special rights to a particular class of people.
What we talked about is how can we make America great, and how can we believe and stand for the human rights of all people? Not just one segment, one class, one race.
But despite the debate and controversy about the platform, Peter Farrell says it just doesn't matter. Farrell is another alternate delegate from Massachusetts who supports Marco Rubio.
My experience is that party platforms don't have a lot of consequence, and they're often the subject of intense debate. At the end of the day, it's the occupant of the White House that will drive the agenda, regardless of what the platform planks say.
And history is full of examples of that, according to Roger Stone, a former advisor and longtime friend to Donald Trump.
The 1972 Republican platform said that President Richard Nixon would never go to China, nor would we ever recognize them. The 1968 Republican convention said that we would adhere strictly to the gold standard and hard money. Platforms are anachronism. They're largely meaningless.
So why do we do them?
Tradition.
Stone says platforms also please the base of the party, but he says just about everyone recognizes that they're not worth the fight because they're not binding. But Delegate Tom Mountain, who we heard from earlier, says platforms are worth the fight because they send a message about the party, and he's worried about the message this platform sends to gays and lesbians.
It would be akin to making an anti-Israel platform and trying to get more Jews in. We need to get these people in, not because we need to get them in also, but because it's the right thing to do. Otherwise, they're just going to go to Hillary.
Mountain says just when the GOP should be expanding its tent, this platform is telling the LGBT community to stay out. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Anthony Brooks at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.